The views expressed on tonight's Freedom 21 Santa Cruz radio show are the opinions of neither this station nor its sponsors. In fact, they're not necessarily the opinions of Radio Liberty or of Freedom 21 Santa Cruz. The views expressed by the host are those of the host. Also, the opinions expressed by callers and guests are theirs. Whether you agree or disagree, please join in. To participate, you can call during caller segments at 888-24-LIBERTY. That's 888-245-4237. Or you can go to our online audience participation center at www.freedom21santacruz.net/radio. That's freedom21santacruz.net/radio. Now let's start advancing freedom.
Good evening and welcome to the Freedom 21 radio program. My name is Roy Avila and we are going to have an exciting show for you this evening. The first part of the show is going to be a guest from Wisconsin. It's Greg Swank and he's going to report on how the anti-poverty smart growth agenda, also called comprehensive planning, is being rejected county by county in the state of Wisconsin. The state legislature has now repealed state funding of smart growth, and that just goes to show you that citizens can make a difference. And in the second hour, it's going to be part three of War on Reason. Dr. Edwin Vieira will be talking about how the central bank controls the monetary system around the world. And you'll be able to understand how this insider system, fiat money, benefits the powerful, harms citizens, and destroys constitutional government, ensures economic decay, and the risks of economic collapse. We also want to tell you about the Freedom 21 conference that's coming up later this month. It's going to be in Reno, and let me just grab this little note here. The 6th Annual Freedom 21 Conference is going to be held at the Nugget in Reno, July 14th through the 16th. And if you want more information, you can check out the web at freedom21.net. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back.
While some of our affiliate stations take a commercial break, let me take a few moments to tell the rest of you a bit about Freedom 21 Santa Cruz. Freedom 21 Santa Cruz is a freedom policy center that celebrates the principles of self-governance and individual liberty which inspired the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution of the United States of America. It's a group of individuals who advance the freedom of all by promoting and strengthening the practice of constitutional administration in local, state, and national government. The Freedom 21 Santa Cruz mission is to advance the principles of freedom to individuals, community, and government through public discourse, community outreach, and grassroots education programs. Freedom 21 Santa Cruz participants include people from all political parties, religions, races, and backgrounds who are united in the pursuit of individual liberty and the protection of our U.S. constitutional republic. Objectives of Freedom 21 Santa Cruz and its participants include the following. Focus public attention on the value of the freedoms guaranteed to Americans by the Constitution of the United States of America, and encourage individual and community interest in protecting those freedoms. Provide opportunities for political discourse among organization membership and the community. Promote and strengthen government responsiveness to the principles of freedom. Educate the public about local, national, and international threats to individual freedom and the U.S. Constitutional Republic. Invite Americans to unite against the advance of...
I want to tell you a little bit about the Miracle 2 soap products, which we carry at Radio Liberty. Now, we can't make any medical claims for them, but we will tell you that many of the people who use these products do make claims and tell us how the wonderful, wonderful things it's done for them. There is a soap, there is a moisturizing soap, a lotion, a gel, and a neutralizing solution, which some people claim seems to help them as far as their gastric upset, their heartburn is concerned. Well, I can tell you that I've used these products for about a year now, and I'm very, very happy with them. My wife uses them, and many of our listeners use them. In fact, we have a large number of people who got started using these, and they have so many uses. If you'd like to find out what the Miracle 2 soap products can do, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. We'll send you the manufacturer's brochure, and of course, if you'd like to order, we have a special introductory offer. Call 1-800-544-8927 and ask for Miracle 2 products.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. In the 1970s, there was a group of Italian immigrants in the small town of Rosetto, Pennsylvania, who drew worldwide attention for their unusual cardiovascular health, despite their pasta diets. I recently uncovered the fact that their unusual health was attributed to the precious red wine which they imported from Italy. Today we know this as the French paradox, the fact that the French exhibit greater cardiovascular health, despite their fatty diet, because of the red wine they drink. Wouldn't it be great to enjoy the health benefits of red wine without the calories, alcohol, and sulfite preservatives? Well, now you can with Longevinex, the world's first stabilized red wine molecules preserved in an airtight capsule, just like in a sealed bottle of red wine, equivalent to 5 glasses of the best red wine. Call 866-405-4000 to order Longevinex for healthy aging without the calories and alcohol. 866-405-4000.
Transitioning of water resources to regional control by non-elected bureaucrats with subsequent engineered shortages. Heavy influence of international and non-government organizations over local policy at the expense of representative democracy. You're not alone in recognizing these and other symptoms of our diminishing freedoms. The adverse consequences of collectivist policies and laws enacted by local government bodies are affecting almost every citizen in your town. Many have noticed and are ready to act to advance individual liberty, family autonomy, a vibrant ecology, and a strong economy. They're doing this by turning their individual initiative into local action for national impact. To find out how you can join others to advance freedom, please log on to freedom21santacruz.net or call 831-684-2232. That's freedom21santacruz.net or call 831-684-2232.
Welcome back to Freedom 21 Radio Santa Cruz. And our guest this evening is Greg Swank with Take Back Wisconsin. Greg, you there?
Yeah, I sure am. Sure am.
How are you tonight?
I'm doing just fine. It's a beautiful evening here in Wisconsin, nice and cool.
Well, I've really been excited to talk to you. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a young fella, you know, about 53 years old.
In the prime.
Yeah, married, have 4 children, 1 daughter in college and 3 still at home. I got a later start in life there. And I've pretty much done, I mean, my life has just been an incredible life, filled with all kinds of twists and turns and wonderful journeys. And Take Back Wisconsin, and the plight of the property owners here in Wisconsin has taken up a lot of my life in the last 5 years.
Well, how did you fall into it?
Actually, it started here locally with a group that we formed called the Wood County Property Owners Association, and they had asked me to be their vice president, and I started with that group to fight something on a county level regarding holding tanks in our county. It's totally removed from what we're talking about, but basically it was property rights violation where they wanted to charge holding tank owners a special fee for reporting and basically pay for their secretarial work. But aside from that, during that two-year process of battling and court battles between the county and the property owners, somebody had tapped me on the shoulder and asked me if I had heard about smart growth in the state of Wisconsin, and I said no, I hadn't, and they filled me in a little bit. They really didn't have a whole lot of information on it either, and they asked me to look into it. So I did, and what I found, and if you've seen my picture on the website, you can see that I now have white hair. It was black before I read the legislation that was passed on smart growth. What we were doing with the holding tanks was absolutely small potatoes compared to what was coming down the pike, and the flags went up and everything. So we just started digging in. Some folks from other parts of the state had heard that I had been speaking on several different issues, and I tagged up with I'm in Wood County here in Wisconsin, and right next door is Portage County. Right across the county line is a tax assessor who I heard was speaking about smart growth. So I made a call to him, and the rest was history. From that point on, we traveled from as far north as Bayfield, Wisconsin, all the way down to Madison and all points in between, talking to groups of 300, 400, 500, 600 people at a pop, putting together meetings and organizing counties and towns and people to bring them out and let them hear what was going on.
Well, what was it about, I guess, your research that kept you involved and, you know, got you to the point that you are today?
Well, the law here in Wisconsin, and I'm sure it's the same just about anywhere else you go. The law here in Wisconsin was kind of brought in through a whole different avenue. First of all, and by they, I mean the special interest groups. We had 1,000 Friends of Wisconsin. We had the Home Builders Association, the Realtors Association, special interest groups that were putting this together, the American Planners. And what they did was they brought this initially to the senators, a couple of the senators on the floor, and they said, hey, take a look at this legislation or this what we're proposing here to be legislation and tell us what you think. Well, the senators at that time looked at it and they said, no, there is absolutely no way that this would even make it out of committee, let alone stand the test of time or the public scrutiny. It would never make it. We're not even going to entertain this. So the next thing we know is what we do is we have this law slipped into the budget package in 1999 and 2000. So we received smart growth on our doorstep through a budgetary process. And It was that particular process that really, really upset me. Not just what the law was doing to property owners in the state, but the process of getting the law without my representative having a clear vote on how this goes. And yes, I understand the argument is that they passed the budget, therefore, and blah, blah, blah. But everybody knows the difference between budgetary process and due process. So that was the catalyst. That was the catalyst. That's what sprung me into action, and me and several other people around the state, and we just got busy, and we just started really ripping into this thing. And you know, it's like anything else. Once you get excited about something, and the further and further you go, and the deeper you dig, and the more you uncover, you realize that not only is this a law that's damaging to the state, our property owners, it violates our state constitution, it's big money, it's big government, it's big brother, it's a cookie cutter approach to centralizing zoning in the state of Wisconsin. And it's really been a rough ride, but an enjoyable journey.
So how long have you been at it?
I've been at it since 2001.
Talk about, you know, what it's like that the more you learn and, you know, the more research you do, that how it becomes even bigger than Wisconsin.
Well, yeah, it's obvious. If for those who are listening, there's if you want to see the origins of how all of this came about and really get into depth on it, I would strongly recommend going to takebackwisconsin.com. There's a lot of the preliminary work and the research and articles that have precipitated over these past 4 years are all out there, and it really is quite involved. But to answer your question more, first of all, this is a global effort. This wasn't Tommy Thompson, our governor in Wisconsin, one day scratching his head saying, you know, we really need to do something different. Let's have sustainable development. Let's have something we'll call comprehensive planning. This was something that was in the makings through the Clinton administration. And, you know, the interesting thing is I always get this when I'm talking. I get this partisanship argument that, you know, it was the Republicans that did this or it was the Democrats that did this. This is smart growth or comprehensive planning, as we call it here in Wisconsin, is a nonpartisan issue. This particular law was generated by President Bush Sr. when he signed the Agenda 21 treaty, and it was followed up and put into action and through executive order by the Clinton administration. This is by no stretch of the imagination a partisan issue. This is the power struggle at the top working its way through the U.S. government. It's the environmentalist groups. It's the extremists on both sides of the coin. It's the United Nations. It's an agenda being pushed from outside of the U.S. in order to bring, I believe, to bring some kind of equity. So what we'll end up eventually having is centralized government that controls our property, controls the way we live and what we can do with that. In the state of Wisconsin, what we're seeing here through like the City Alliance of Cities, and on their website, they make no bones about it. They would like to see our local governments shut down, our county government, our town government. Now, your listeners need to understand that Wisconsin is one of those few bastions of, well, actually, it's not a bastion. It's just one of the few remaining states that has local town governments. Every town has their government, and we have local towns, villages, and cities, and we have that structure still in place through our Constitution. So we're trying to hang on to that, and it's been a real battle.
When you started to uncover these things, mm-hmm. How did you feel? What did you think?
Betrayed, angry. I scratched my head. I mean, I could not. First of all, the hardest part for me on all of this was, and especially when I was out speaking in the public arena, the hardest thing for me to get through was that this came directly through the UN. I really, really, really had a difficult time with that. But the more I uncovered, when I went back to 1976 and I looked at the language from Habitat 1, and you start following it through, and you look at the timeline for global governance, and you see how all of these pieces all fit in, and how these treaties and the wetland and the environmental and the Endangered Species Act and all of these acts and all of these treaties, how they are conglomerations of multiple countries and people coming together to form these, and how that starts to shift into the United States, and how we end up with biospheres, and how we end up with our national parks being, you drive into a national park and it has a UN banner on it. I mean, all of these things just started to really make sense, and the more I learned, and you can go to the UN website at any time, they make absolutely no bones about it. Everything is there. They talk exclusively about what they're doing with Agenda 21, comprehensive planning, or smart growth, whatever you want to call it. There's different names for it in different areas of the world. In Australia, it's called one thing. In the UK, it's another. In France, they call it a little something different. In Germany, it's something different. But it's all sustainable development. And that was the hardest thing for me to get my mind around, that this was actually being...
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us. Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere, quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly absorbed, taste-bud-busting gel. You squeeze in your mouth. A great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjin 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Information for these plans. So the recipes for sending out, well, everybody has to send out a survey and get the input from the public.
So they can have a consensus, right?
Those surveys are exactly the same from one town to the other. Well, once you start showing people that you're being duped, oh, do they get angry. They don't like the fact that they've been had. You know, I don't know if anybody in the listening audience has ever watched this movie. It's called The Day After. Have you seen it, Roy?
No, I haven't.
Oh, there's one scene in there. It's great. New York City. The kid is the son of the climatologist is in the center of this storm, and his father calls him and tells him that whatever you do, stay inside, because if you go out into the storm, it's going to get worse, and everybody is going to die because the temperature will drop to sub 175 below zero in like 15 seconds. And everybody's going to be killed, so stay inside. There's 200 or 300 people in this room, and one of the police officers gets up and he says, I think we need to start walking and get out of here. The snow's getting deep. We'll never get out. He convinces the people to leave. The kid stands up and he sees that they're all walking towards to their death, and he's pleading with them that it's going to get worse. They're going to die if they go out there, and they just totally ignore him and walk by him. That's the scenario that plays out perfectly here in Wisconsin when you talk about this. But what's happened, these people were led, but the fortunate thing was is that the storm didn't get worse. We got in there before they left the building, and we were able to say, hey, look, he's not kidding. You got to turn around. You've got to take your town back. You've got to do something here.
Talk about how it started with you in taking back your town.
Well, my town, fortunately, my town and my county are I'm blessed. I live in a county where the planners here have put it in writing that they will not participate in this program. They're taking the wait-and-see approach. They're thinking that there's going to be major problems in Madison. They don't like the idea of the grant money that and all of the conditions that are attached to that grant money, so they pretty much bowed out of it. Our town has their own comprehensive plan, if you will, but it's nothing binding, and it's certainly not an ordinance or limiting us to our land use. But for me personally, seeing other towns and helping other towns, here's a really good example. We just had last, what's today? Today's Wednesday. It would have been last Sunday. We spoke at a town 45 minutes south of here, a really small town of only about 250 people. They had no zoning in their town for 120 years, I'm just guessing, for a very long time. And here comes Smart Growth. Well, the county comes in and tells them that if you don't do your plan, the state's going to do it for you, and it's mandatory, and it's got to be done by 2015, and there's stiff penalties if you don't do it. But if you want grant money, we can get you grant money, and we can help you work your plan. The only problem is that you don't have village powers. So you have to have village powers in order to be used to do land use management or zoning. So they vote themselves village powers. And they go ahead for the last 2 years with their plans. Well, there were some people in that group that were pretty upset, and they were following this whole process, and they've been keeping their ear to the ground, and they've learned about Smart Growth, and they started asking questions, and they started raising issues, and it started getting backlash. So lo and behold, they were getting a pretty good head of steam up, but they just couldn't convince and pull in enough people. So they called myself and Dan Milkey, and we went down there on a Sunday in the evening. We spoke for 2 hours, and on Monday night, they passed 4 resolutions at their town board meeting, a special town board meeting. They pulled the village powers. They pulled village powers and returned their town government back to general powers. They passed a motion that said we will not participate ever in Smart Growth. They passed a motion that we will not be a part of county zoning. And they passed a motion, I forgot what the fourth one was. Anyway, they passed all 4 of these motions in one night. And what they had in that town that night, I think there was 123 people at that town hall. Wow. Normally, if you go to a town meeting anywhere in the state of Wisconsin, there's the 5 people in the front and maybe another 5 if you're lucky in the back.
Wow, that must have made you feel pretty good.
Well, we've often, see, our approach has been a little bit different. Well, we've been, you know, we know what the state law is. We know what the grant money is for.
Expand on that. Talk about the grant money. I think that's key.
Yeah, the grant money is key because without the grant money, nobody moves. If the grant money is the magic stick. I hear music playing. Are we going to a break?
Yeah, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back and talk some more. We just wanted to let people know and remind them that the Freedom 21 conference is coming up in Reno in a week or so, and you can learn a lot there. So we'll take a break, and we'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Why is the American educational system failing? Why are most college interns required to take a remedial English class? If you read John Stormer's book, Nundare College Education, which we carry, you'll discover there is an intentional effort to dumb down the American people. If you love your children, don't send them to government schools. The Robinson Home School curriculum provides quality education from the 1st through the 12th grade. The program is available on 22 CDs which contain the lesson plans, textbooks, and the tests needed to educate your children. The only textbooks that you have to purchase are a set of Saxon math books. You can read about the Robinson Home School curriculum at www.radioliberty.com. That's www.radioliberty.com. You can purchase this program for $199.95 plus shipping by calling 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. Your child deserves a good education.
Welcome back. We're talking with Greg Swank from Take Back Wisconsin on how smart growth and sustainable development is funded. So go ahead and continue on the grant process.
Okay, so once you have the grant money, see, the thing is that as a town, we have to sign on to that particular contract with the county. The county then files with the state, and the state grants the county the contract. However, most people don't know what they've signed, have never seen a copy of the contract, nor have they seen the grant proposal. The grant proposal comes with 14 additional attachments to it. Under comprehensive planning law in Wisconsin, we have 9 elements that have to be met. Under the grant proposal, you have 14 additional things that you have to meet as well, specific items to fulfill that grant process. And that's where a lot of the counties and a lot of the towns have started to back off when they saw that not only do we have to do the 9 things that the law is requiring, we also have to do the 14 things to get the grant money going, and combining those two things together was really obviously a burden on what it was going to be for the local communities and the property owners. Needless to say, this started in 1999 in the state of Wisconsin, and as I don't know if you've talked about this before I got on the air or not, but as of 3 weeks ago, our Joint Finance Committee in the state of Wisconsin voted 10-6
to repeal smart growth, and that is on the governor's desk today.
Wow.
Now, I don't know what the governor's going to do. We don't know. There's been some rustling about it. We know that we've seen letters from the governor that we've solicited stating that he was in favor of smart growth. But the way that the Joint Finance Committee wrote this into the budget, see, it, I just love the poetic justice here, because we got it through the budget and they're taking it out through the budget. The worst case scenario in the state of Wisconsin right now is that once the budget passes, it's the worst case scenario is there's no more funding for smart growth.
Wow.
That's it. So if you cut off the if you cut off the head of the beast, you know, you've pretty much got a pretty good shot at it. Now, I'm not sure cutting the funding is going to cut off the head. It may only be take out a limb or part of the body here, but it certainly...
I'm sure it'll try to regrow itself somewhere.
Yeah, it's a huge blow, because for the next 2 years, nobody can file for funding. So, you know, we have that there. Now, the other side of it is the way that the way I understand it is, when I talk to the folks that put this bill forward, the way they wrote this into the budget, they did it in such a way that if the governor tries to veto it, by using his line item veto powers, if he tries to line item veto this, he's going to have to literally black out huge sections of it. And by doing so, they've included a lot of his pet projects in there.
Mm-hmm.
So if he was to line item the smart growth section and reinstate it, he would also eliminate a lot of the funding and projects that he has personally put into the budget. So this could really be dead on the vine. The other side of that coin is that if we manage here in the state of Wisconsin to kill the smart growth comprehensive law, what we have immediately in the wings is the same group of people that instituted the smart growth law are now busy and working, and have already in place a whole nother set of legislations that they would like to run through, which is basically a disguised version of comprehensive planning under a different guise. So we're going to be, this is not going to go away. This is not going to be like, if we were to win this battle, we're going to be well on our way and we'll never have to deal with this. It's going to keep coming back and coming back. It's just the way, the nature of the beast here.
I remember when we talked on the phone prior to doing this, you were saying initially that, you know, Wisconsin embraced smart growth and things were just rolling right along. What do you think made people turn?
It's basically the only thing that makes people turn is information. You know, it's like anything else, and I'm sure it's the same out in Santa Cruz. I'm sure it's the same way in Boston. You walk down the street, you ask 10 people who their senator or state representative is, they couldn't tell you.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care. Smart growth was one of the things we have here in Wisconsin. We're blessed with being one of the highest tax states in the nation. And whenever the government puts together a mandate, and especially if it's unfunded, it really starts raising a lot of eyebrows. But one of the biggest impacts that people have felt over the years in the state, and that's why I was the vice president and later the president of the Wood County Properties Owners Association, is because we were starting to feel that our property rights were going by the property taxes. I live on an 80-acre farm here in Rudolph, and the taxes have tripled since I've been here. So when we see things that laws or legislations that are going to be affecting the cost of my property and see that cost escalate even more through more restrictions and those types of things, then we become concerned. And when people are informed, it's, you know, America is an amazing country. People may be apathetic and they may be lethargic on political issues. They may not take an active role in their local government. They may not take an active role in their local schools, which is a sad commentary on where we're heading. On the other side of that coin is if you inform them, if you get them to a point where they can see clearly what's happening, they are a resilient group of people. And that's what we're seeing in Wisconsin. Now, you also have to understand in Wisconsin that we have 72 counties in this state, 49 of the counties are low-density counties. 70% of our population lives in 23 counties. So we have a huge, we have 49 counties here that are very low population, low density, a lot of woods, a lot of farmland. And what's necessary for this, for Milwaukee may not be, that same law may not apply or even be remotely connected to that little 250 population town that we just went through. Trying to explain affordable housing and in boundaries and all of this type of stuff in Milwaukee or Madison or Green Bay or someplace in a larger city, larger area, that might be something that, you know, you can sit down and logically work through. But in Vilas County, where, you know, you have more, where you have more cows than people, it just doesn't work.
Well, and I think even when you look, even in big cities like that, when you look behind the screen,
yep,
it doesn't even work there.
You're exactly right. You know, what they keep touting, and that's, and we pointed this out in our speaking engagements often. We had the city people stand up in the crowd and kind of give us a hard time about, you know, well, we have to do this, we have to protect our environment, we have to be conservative, or we have to be concerned about conservation and environment and energy and renewable resources and all this kind of stuff. And this is coming from people who live in the city,
mm-hmm,
who live by a different set of rules, who have a double standard applied to their way of life. Because out here in the country, if I wanted to build a home on a lake, by golly, I've got to jump through all kinds of hoops with the DNR. I've got to have setback rules. I've got to have buffer zones. I've got to have all of this stuff going on. In the city, you can pave right up to the river. You can build a house right, I mean, you can build that. We've got more and more houses, boat houses, everything. In the city, everything changes. Out in the country, boy, if you fertilize your farmland and it runs off into the river, you're in big trouble. But in town, you can dump as much fertilizer on your ground all year round just to, you know, to keep that grass green and make sure that you keep those sprinklers going. You know, there's a whole different set of rules went from the people that live in the country and the people that live in the town.
Yeah,
and,
go ahead.
And that's wherein lies the difference. And what we try to point out to people, if planning, nobody's arguing about whether or not my little town of Rudolph should plan or not. Of course not. We plan. Cities plan. But what we see in cities is the results of what planning is. We see what civil and city engineers and people with the best intentions in the world planned 25 years ago. And that's what they want us to do now. They want us to plan for 20 to 25 years out. And 25 years ago, when they put that street in, where they put that street in and how they put that street in is an abomination today, because it created all kinds of unintended consequences as things started to expand around that street. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now, just as an example. So when you go into a town and you say, oh, my God, look at the one-way streets, and how come this twists here, and how come this goes this way? That's your planning.
Well, I think
they were trying to think ahead, but they ran into a problem down the road, and they said, well, gee, how are we going to fix that? Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do is we're going to do this, and we're going to do that, and we'll just put this boulevard in here, and that'll rectify that. And then, you know, 10 years down the road, they're going, oh, my gosh, dude, we got a mess here. And see, that's the compilation of unintended consequences that comprehensive planning does. Not only does it strip your property rights away, not only does it try to remove the people that live in the country and move them to the cities and get that diversity and equity. See, what we have in the state of Wisconsin is so similar to every place else. And you can go to the Alliance of Cities in Wisconsin and read on their website. They don't make any bones about it. I mentioned this earlier. They're trying to get rid of our local and county government. What they want is regional government. And the reason they want that is because the tax base is leaving the cities, and they're leaving the cities in droves. All of these suburban areas are starting to pop up out in rural America, and they can't stand it. They're losing their tax base. So in order to get their tax base back, the first thing one of our governors did when he was elected was try to tell the people in Wisconsin that local government is way too expensive. It costs way too much money to have local government. We have to get away from it. Well, that backfired on them. So the drive is there. So it, now they're saying, okay, well, maybe we can't get that away. So how? What else can we use? Well, smart growth works perfectly for raising the cost of property in the country. So if we can raise the cost of property in the country up so high that the only people that are going to be able to afford to live out there are the affluent, yeah, so we lose a few affluent, but look at the tax base we're going to get back in the cities. So this is not everybody that says that they're a proponent. When they tell me they're a proponent of smart growth, well, the builders associations are proponents of smart growth. I say, wait a minute. What's in it for you? Why would the builders be interested in smart growth? Well, if you do the research and you dig a little bit, you find out in the state of Wisconsin they released $465 million of Fannie Mae money for, guess what, affordable housing. What does every town in the state of Wisconsin have to have in their plan under comprehensive planning? They have to address affordable housing. Where are you going to, where is your property designated for affordable housing in the town of ABC, Wisconsin?
And the irony, I think, of it is it becomes less affordable when government is involved.
Oh, yeah, it does. The only people that get rich are the people that come in to build. They come in and they tell you, well, I'll tell you what, you have to have affordable housing here because it's in your plan. We're going to do you a favor. We're going to do it for you. We're even going to take care of the maintenance on this.
Oh, sure. What we're seeing out here is people get involved in these affordable housing projects and with government subsidies, and you know, they live in a place for, you know, 5 or 6 years. They feel like they've built some equity, and they go, "Oh, right, I'm in the game. I'm going to now sell my house and move up."
Oh yeah.
Then they go to sell their house, and they say, "Oh, guess what? That equity is not yours."
That's right. That's right. It isn't. We have the same thing here on the other side of the fence called farmland preservation. You preserve, and then when you go to sell off trees or lumber, you find out, that's the states. They get a chunk of that change. Oh, gee, I didn't know that.
Yeah, we helped you preserve, and now we've preserved you right out of business.
Yeah, well, see, you know, and that's one of the things that I... I'm preaching to the choir here. You know that anytime the government tells us that they're going to help us, you really, really have to be.
And watch your wallet.
Yeah. I mean, it's scary. But you know, I am so proud of the people in Wisconsin. I don't know if you've had any of the folks on from Oregon lately with the 37 with the. They just passed that up there. You should really try and get Larry George on from there. I mean, they had 61% of the vote in the state of Oregon to basically kick the legislation right where it hurts. And what they did there was they said, look, if you're going to take away property rights, that's fine. You want to do that? I mean, you've been doing it through smart growth since 1976. If you want to continue to do that, what you're going to have to do is pay for it. So any time that a person lose any property rights at all, anything, they have to be compensated by the state of Oregon. And they passed that measure 37 it's called, they passed that measure by 61% of the vote. People around the state are starting to get it. People around the states are starting to understand. It's a slow grinding, but it's slowly. You know what I don't understand is, we have a lot of, Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and Michael Savage. We have a lot of these folks out there that are all property rights advocates. They all, you know, property rights. But they don't talk about this on their shows.
No, they don't.
I have tried to get some of the leading people in the media industries to address this. And they won't. And it really, really drives me up a wall. So it's great, and it's a wonderful opportunity when people like you, our local radio station WSAU up here, who Michael Shaw had spoke with a couple of times, some of the programming's up there. It's when you get the word out and people hear it, it's the lights go on, and they want to know more.
And that's what it's going to take. It's going to take everybody, because, you know, as many steps as we make forward, that whole agenda makes giant leaps over us a lot of times.
Oh, absolutely. It's an uphill battle, but it's one, you know, it's one worth fighting. My kids, I have 80 acres here, and I have four children. If my four children came to me in 10, 15 years from now and said, Dad, could we build a house on the land? I said, sure. Well, let me check with my government first. Make sure that you can build. See, and that's how this really all got started.
That's
with a
right.
friend of mine. He's got 80 acres. He's had it since 1860. He has the deed signed by Grant himself.
Wow.
And the planner told him, he said, I don't understand, Dan, why you're so upset. He said, because if all of my children want to live here, I want them to live here. He says, oh, we never said we wouldn't let them live there. We'll let one of them build on your property.
Hmm.
And, you know, so this is the kind of stuff that happens. And, you know, the problem is, see, here we have a law in the state of Wisconsin that's been on the books going on 5 years.
Okay,
it's going to get repealed.
Hang on right there. We're going to talk a little bit about that. We have a break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Hello, this is Christine with BringHemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring Them Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring 'em Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringhemhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
We'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm talking with Greg Swank from Take Back Wisconsin. Go ahead. Talk about how, because, you know, it's here in California. We hear about it in everywhere.
Well, sure, but the thing is everywhere wherever it raises its ugly head, wherever smart growth pops up, there's always this thousand friends group. Have you ever noticed that?
Mm-hmm.
In Wisconsin, we never had a thousand friends of anybody. But all of a sudden, we have a thousand friends of Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And I started looking around in smart growth, I'm like, Well, there's 1,000 Friends of Oregon, there's 1,000 Friends of Jersey, there's 1,000 Friends of Virginia, there's 1,000 Friends of Florida. These thousands, where are they coming
from?
And
who are they?
Then you go to the Sierra Club site.
Oh, there you go.
You see them all listed there. Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing.
And what really becomes irritating, what you know, and I argued this with a senator on the floor during one of the hearings. Mr. Swank, you seem to be very articulate and understand this problem and this dorm on and blah blah blah. However, you know, the fact that it came through the budget is just the way it is. And I said, you know what, Senator, if that's the way business has been, and that's what you're saying, it's business as usual, maybe it's time that we should change the way we've been doing business.
Amen.
And you would have heard the whole gallery. There was 450 people in that gallery just stand up and applaud, because this is non-government organizations coming into my state, organizing and creating laws that directly affect me, not my public and represented officials. These are, you know, and they say, well, lobbyists, that's the way it is. Well, you know what? I ran for state senate, and I don't have to have lobbyists in my office. I don't have to deal with them if I don't want to. That's an option that I have. And every senator and every representative down there has that same option. But in this particular case, it always goes back to the fact that it did not get a representative vote. We did not have debates. The public wasn't informed. There was no public hearings. And that's another thing about the smart growth issue. We get the argument with how many people here, you know, we have, if we have 200 people in a group, and I say, how many people here before tonight were invited to come to a smart growth process planning meeting? No hands go up. And the county and the town board members or the county board said, we posted it.
Right.
We posted it. And I said, you know what? Part of the law, part of the comprehensive planning law says that the utmost first thing on the list is public participation in every step of the journey. And everything that you do, you have to, and if you took the grant money, it's even more imperative that you have to, must include the public. Well, we posted it. I said, then why is it that your meetings, you get two people to show up, and at our meetings, we get 400 people to show up? If we can do it, how come you can't do it? This is out of our own money. This is out of our own pocket. We pay the advertising. We put the word out. You guys post it in the newspaper and tack it on the town board hall door, and you say you've notified the public.
Well, you know, we're getting close to the end here, and I just want to take the time to thank you for, you know, being a real American and all your other folks that are working with you, because you prove it. You know, it's we may be lackadaisical sometimes, but when people lie to us or try to cheat us, we will stand together.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Hey, can you get a quick plug in?
Please.
For TakeBackWisconsin.com. Anybody that's interested, www.TakeBackWisconsin.com. You can email me anytime at Greg@TakeBackWisconsin.com, and I'd be more than happy to share any information that I have with anybody at any time. I'm always open to that.
Well, we really appreciate your time, and thank you so much for your work.
Hey, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. Bye-bye.
I just want to remind you that before we go away, the 6th Annual Freedom 21 Conference is July 14th through the 16th at the Nugget in Reno. For more information, for other tools on how to fight back, it's www.freedom21.net. And coming up next, the Part 3 on the War on Reason with Dr. Edwin Vieira and Michael Shaw.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally-based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.